hello, everybody. Welcome back into the Looking Both Ways podcast. I am your host, Pastor Tim, alongside our senior pastor, fearless leader, lead pastor, all the other titles that he holds, Rich Spring, from Living Hope Church in Hesperia. And the reason why I have to say that is because we have discovered that we have people listening all over the place, whether it's Lima, Peru, or out in Europe and stuff. So that's exciting. So now you know where we are, which is kind of cool. And we have officially started a new series. We have officially started, for many people, in 3 days, a new season. And I know for my house, the second September 1st happens, all of the pumpkins and the decorations and the pumpkin spice candles and all of that, it's just going to hit, whether it's really fall or not. I know for many people, it's like, hey, once September hits, that's fall. So we're heading into new season, all that stuff. So Pastor Rich, how you doing?
I'm well. Krista is in complete protest about the unleashing of pumpkin spice before fall. And so so we don't have that yet. We'll get there, but we won't have it yet. It's still
I don't know. After growing up in the high desert, I'm just kind of bitter about the heat in summer, and I'm ready for any change of season that we can have. So
well, being a transplant, I find the fall to be the best time of the year. It's like the best weather up here. The wind is usually pretty calm. It's just not long enough.
Nope. Yeah. Yeah, that's definitely the downside, that I wish it could last longer. But football's back too, which presents, another distraction for men sitting in the service, so it's a good thing that fall's back, but then it also offers its own little distractions and all those kinds of things.
We have to clarify in our context now, because there's many men in our context for whom football is not what you and I think of as important.
Oh yeah. Yep. But I mean, sports in general, right? They can offer a pleasant distraction. Not pleasant. Pleasant if you're needing rest, I guess. But no, welcome in. We're excited that you guys are listening to this. This is also the first week that this podcast will be available in Spanish. And when I say that, I don't mean this one with Pastor Rich and I. I mean with Pastor Carlos. And they're working on that as we speak, with Eduardo Juarez and Pastor Carlos working on that. And it's not going to be called the Looking Both Ways podcast, but it's going to be the same concept, same idea. And I know that I'm probably going to butcher this, but it's Repaso y Vistazo Semanal
podcast. You butchered it.
I did. Yeah, it's okay. But I tried, and that's what matters. So
reproduce that and clean it up for you? I don't know.
I know. Yeah, it'll fix it for me, I guess. But no, Pastor Rich, how are things going? How do you think this past weekend was? And what were some of those high points from Sunday that you really wanted to make sure people walked away with, especially as we start this new series, no pun intended?
Yeah. Well, Sunday was it was another good Sunday as far as that goes. It's always good to get together and to do that. And so, after last week for me personally, was kind of a hard week. And so this one's blowing by really fast with a lot of things going on. So, but as far as the series goes and church life, we had a couple more baptisms as well. We got a couple more this weekend that I'm aware of, and it's only Wednesday. So God's blessing us in that way. And so that's cool. But this week we start our series in Ephesians, which I've been looking forward to for a long time. And I just did the introduction for the first two verses because the first two verses kind of give us a kind of an overview of what's important, what Paul talks about throughout the whole book, the whole letter. And, just talking about the fact that it's grace and peace. And the book talks about grace and peace and talks about, he calls them saints. That's who we are. There's a whole lot in the book about who we are in Christ. We'll talk a lot about that this week. Hard not to in the next passage, the next section that we're reading about. And we just talked about about Paul a little bit and our own stories. Paul says he's an apostle by God's will. And so being an apostle by God's will means that it was God's will for him to be an apostle. And Paul really wasn't looking for that. And we can all probably have stories like that where God has us do things that were not on our radar when we were trying to figure out our post-high school plan in school. So we did. It was good to talk through that and just to be excited about that, about what's coming on doing that. The messages I can already tell for me, just after doing one, will come. I'll run out of time really quick. I'm going to have to figure out how to be very bullet pointy in that, because especially like for this week with a 3 through 14, it's just hard not to expound a whole lot when there's so much in that section to do that.
Yeah, I mean, even the Bible that I used on Sunday morning, just listening, Ephesians 1, man, it is all kinds of marked up with circles and arrows and underlines and other passages. I mean, even just that first, talk about, I mean, chapter 1, you have where we're heading. I mean, you get introduced with the Trinity. I mean, it talks about Father, Son, Holy Spirit. It talks about so much. And so, yeah, just know that this is what I would say even further justifying the need for small group, right? Because in a congregational Sunday morning setting, sometimes it can be like drinking out of a fire hose, and sometimes there's a lot of content, and unfortunately it's not a conversation, right? And so there's even more value in doing Rooted or whatever it may be, so that way you can actually discuss these things. But one of the things that I really like that you expounded on, and just especially because of our culture and really our worldwide culture, just misunderstandings around this word, but I love when you broke down saint, and I actually wrote this, Ephesians shows us what it means to be a faithful saint in Jesus Christ, and that a saint is one saved by God. Because I think, like, you know, you'd ask a lot of people and they go, oh, well, I'm no saint, you know, I've cussed and you know, whatever it may be, I've done my fair share of wrong, and so I'm no saint. And I was really glad when you kind of broke that down. So kind of, if you don't mind, go into that a little bit more about why it's important for us to understand what a saint is and how that should really impact our church, our community, and our world as Christ followers.
Well, as we'll talk about more this week, but just the whole idea of saint is holy and being separate. It's the distinction. It's the two words that we like to only give to certain people, but they apply to everybody who calls himself a follower of Jesus. If you are a follower of Jesus, you are holy. And if you are a follower of Jesus, you are a saint. There, that the Bible is really clear about that. And as we'll discover this week, that is, as we actually, as last week as well, that is by God's will that you are that. Now, that translates into everything. I don't change who I am in the sense of I'm Richard Spring when I leave this building. I'm Richard Spring when I leave my house. I'm Richard Spring when I go out and do what I do and run around and do the things you do. But the traits of all that is to be holy or to be a saint. We are. That's what we are. And I think that's what Paul really is trying to. He starts with that because, and it's still true today, in that Ephesian culture, totally multicultural. I didn't even get into all of the culture of Ephesus. I just did what most people are familiar with, the Temple of Diana, or Artemis, depending on who you study and read. Very multicultural. Union town, union that was driven by the temple worship, and that caused much angst and all that stuff. So, but it was a mostly Gentile church, and so they're trying to learn all this stuff as well and figure it out as they go, as Paul instructs them along that way too. So, you know, and for us, we try and dismiss these things, but they're part of our culture. And in a world where we have so many different idols, whether it's Artemis, or there was also emperor worship was very prominent in Ephesus as well. I don't even want to wax into that kind of political hotbed of a question right now, especially this time of year. But you know, the worship of those that are in charge of us, are those that we influence. You know, we're not supposed to be known by that. We as Christians are supposed to be kind of separate from that. That's what being set apart is. We're supposed to handle things differently, look at things differently. We don't always do it. We're always a work in progress. But to be a saint and to be holy is true for every single follower of Jesus. And we, again, it's one of those things where we often like to dismiss our responsibilities based off of who we are and how we live life. And because it's just like I talked about a few weeks ago, it's easier to be human than it is to be holy. And for us as Christians, there's really no distinction between the two terms.
Yeah, well, and I love that you closed with that, because that should impact how, you know, we as operate as a church when you realize, you know, what that actually means for you and the fact that you are a saint and all of those things. And I kind of wrote this down just to summarize something that you had said, but in my notebook, I just kind of wrote, the culture in our church should infect the world, not the other way around.
Right.
And, you know, I think that's an important perspective for us to have of just, we should be infecting the world, that the culture of our church and your sainthood, so to speak, should infect the world. And unfortunately, too often the reverse happens, where what's happening in the world affects the church, right? Where, whether it's a consumer mentality or whatever it may be. And so I know we'll probably get a lot more of that as we break more into Ephesians, but why would you say that that is such an important perspective to maintain of making sure that one infects the other and it's the church infecting the world and not the other way around?
Well, salt is supposed to affect that which it's applied to, not the other way around. And so darkness doesn't affect light. It can't. Light affects darkness. And so it is part of our Assisi's nonverbal witness, if you will, Francis of Assisi's, preach the gospel and if possible use words, which I get everybody loves the statement and it's Francis of Assisi and all that, but the statements, it's not really true in one sense because you're supposed to share the gospel with your mouth and with your words. So, but in doing that, so I'll give an example. And people don't like when I use examples like this, but I try and use examples that I see and that I know are real to people. And, you know, before I was here in the desert, I was in San Diego, Navy town, huge Navy town. And up here is a service industry. For many years, this was a construction-based economy that up here in the high desert. And we'll talk about this later in Ephesians because Paul does. Let's talk about language. And, I get phrases. I used to get this from sailors down there, and I'd get it from construction workers up here or landscapers or whomever. And they would say something like, well, that's just how we talk when we're working together. And so to which I would come back and say, okay, well, then who is, to use your word, infecting who or affecting who? Our language should not be dictated just because everybody around us says it that way, right? But we often say, well, that's just how we talk. We don't mean anything by it. Well, the Bible's kind of pretty clear that words matter. And we're all working on that part as well. But words, out of the heart, the mouth speaks. What comes out of your mouth is a reflection of the heart. And so, and to sit there and say, well, this is my culture, this is how we talk. And it's like this to say, well, then where's Jesus as you're working? Where's Jesus as you're relating to your coworkers and to your friends? And stuff like that. So that's what I mean when I say that we're to be holy in all aspects of life, empowered by the Spirit. We can't do it by ourselves. That's a whole other conversation.
Well, I love that you brought, I love that you brought that up because again, you can't do it alone. Mm-hmm. And so, on the surface, you can say that, right? It's kind of the easier said than done mentality. But that's why nowhere in the Bible does it say either you have to be able to do this solely on your own and by your own will power, otherwise you're not a Christian. I mean, that's not what the Bible says. It talks about, you talked about unity, like the importance of unity, the importance of community, the importance of, spending that time with God. And so as we get more into Ephesians, I'm sure we'll get even more about how to practically do that, right? Like how to practically live this out. Because I do, I love the saved from something and for something. And that's right in Ephesians 2, when we get in there, that there is so much more potential behind why God saved you, right? And what he saved you for. So I'm looking forward to getting to that aspect as well.
I'm sorry, that's what a lot of this week is. 3 through 14 is... it's about worship, and I'm going in that direction with it. It's worship based on the new life that God provides by his grace. Paul says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms. And then he expounds on all of that in the rest of what we'll go through. And he talks about in there, in that whole litany of stuff, which is one sentence, by the way. I make that point Sunday. That is one sentence. How many of us can make a 202-word sentence? It's a 202-word sentence in Greek. So we got some of our high school students are like, if you hear a 200-word essay, they just freak out. That's one sentence.
Yeah.
In the original language. And so blessed is often translated praise, because how much can Paul really bless God in that sense? You know,
right.
God blessing us with every spiritual blessing, boom. So it's praise. We could say praise to the God and Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms. Because that's really what we offer. What we offer to God is worship. And that's what he's separated us for. I was thinking, as I was sitting there writing this morning, and of Chris Tomlin's old song, "You and I were made to worship. You and I were called to love. You and I are forgiven and set free." I mean, it's too late in our schedule now. I was like, oh man, we ought to throw this one in there, because it's perfect for what we're talking about this week. The song hits the nail right on the head.
Yeah. Well, and again, we also need to broaden our perspective. Just speaking from as a worship pastor, you need to broaden your perspective on what worship is, you know, and so that'll be really good. And again, that's a great transition of what we're actually talking about this Sunday. So, I mean, we're heading in that worship direction. And I think, you know, it's important as you prepare for Sunday, actually prepare, you know, whether it's through this podcast and making sure you're maintaining your spiritual growth as the week goes on, or spending time with the right kind of community. You talked about being affected by the people you're around, you know, and we have this phrase in the youth group, garbage in, garbage out, you know. So whatever it is, and then even just spending that morning before you walk into the throne room of God to worship him, spend that time preparing your heart as you go. Because again, from the heart, the mouth speaks. I actually just had somebody ask me for some clarity on Isaiah 6. And in Isaiah 6, the angel touches his mouth with the coals and then says that you're cleansed. And so they wanted some clarity on that passage. And I think one of the, again, that's a perfect plug of that. Like, why didn't he touch his heart? Why didn't he touch his hands or his feet? Why didn't he touch his mind or his eyes? Why did the coal touch the mouth? And again, from the heart, the mouth speaks, right? That it's a good evidence. I mean, James would say that a stream cannot pour forth both fresh and salt water. And so for us, as we kind of get ready to prepare to worship and discuss worship this Sunday, what would you say to encourage people as we get ready for this coming Sunday?
Well, I think worship, it's an old trait. I talked about this, I think, a couple of weeks ago, and I need to remember to put those things out that list I made in my message. Just make a slide and just spit it out, like every Saturday or something like that, on just to prepare to worship. There are things that you can tangibly do to get ready for Sunday, because for too many people, especially for young families, Sundays, and you know this all well, I have four kids, are grown now, but it's, you know, Sunday morning can be really stressful if you're not prepared for it on Saturday. And you try not to do that, but kids are kids, but you do your part to do that. But pray about what God would say to you. Be ready for, if you're involved in ministry, be ready for it long before Saturday at 9 o'clock. That's just honoring God in that kind of thing. Prepare those types of things that prepare your soul. Your soul is your connection to your body. Worship is an expression goes from the mind and the soul to the body. You express it through your hands, through voice, and through all of those things. And so I think, you know, I've tried to figure out this, and we started to do this in 8:30. Being able to give time for people to go in before and with what, and just nobody talk to them. They can talk in the foyer, and we all know that our church likes to talk in the foyer, which is great. I mean, that's what it's there for. But when you go into the room before worship, let people go in there and prepare. And we should just maybe put something up on the screens as an idea. Take the time to prepare for what God has to say. Prepare to worship this morning. And that's really, being on time is, I mean, at that point, it's one of my, always been one of my crazy things about church. I hate being late for church. Even before I was a pastor, I hated being late for church. But you know, people take that as, you know, kind of, you know, being fashionably late seems to be okay. And they may not be okay, but it ends up being okay because it's a behavior that doesn't get changed very often. But for many people, for whatever reason that is, I'm not going to try and speak into their minds or their intentions with that as well. So, but yeah,
well, and you have the opportunity as well on your way to church. You know, spend that time in prayer. Spend that time, I mean, as a family, maybe discuss like, hey, what are you excited about for church? Have you got young kids, or you know, what are you looking forward to, or what do you think we're going to learn about, or what do you remember from last week? Just again, like getting your mind in that space. I think is just so valuable because, again, I think we can just miss. We miss so much by just flippantly treating church as just the, you know, weekly meeting before lunch. And so do that, whatever it may be. And maybe we'll post that leading up to this Sunday. But again, just make sure that you're preparing your heart, especially as we're looking at worship this week and we really dive deep into why we worship. I mean, 3 through 14 also goes into a lot of who God it really is and who Jesus is and all of that. And so I'm looking forward to it. I hope you are as well if you're listening to our podcast. If you haven't already, and we always link it in this video in one of these corners somewhere, but if you haven't already, go back and listen. Maybe you were serving as a volunteer last week, or maybe you just had to miss a church. So if you haven't already, go back and listen to last week's sermon. As that's a great way, speaking of getting prepared, for worship, go back and listen to that sermon. That's the whole point of this podcast. Go back and listen to it so you're ready for Sunday, and we'll be ready to have you here. We're excited to have you here. We have more baptisms, more exciting things coming, and so we're really excited to be that. So thank you again, Rich, just for weekly doing this Looking Both Ways with us as we kind of get ready for this coming Sunday.
Looking forward to it, man. Thank you.
Yeah, so again, this is the Looking Both Ways podcast. I am your host, Pastor Tim, and we pray you guys have a wonderful rest of your week, and we'll see you on Sunday.